WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Budapest String Quartet was the quartet in residence at the Library of Congress for 25 years, beginning in the late 1930s. They made many recordings during that time, some of them using the Stradivarius instruments that belonged to the library. Bridge Records has been releasing a series of classic live performances from the Library of Congress, including performances by the Budapest. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
The three Hungarians and the Dutchman that were the original Budapest String Quartet began one of the world's greatest musical ensembles. Eventually, the personnel changed. The Budapest quartet I grew up with consisted entirely of Russians. Their playing was heftier, less sweet, but more incisive, darker and more dramatic than the original groups. Maybe even deeper, though the early recordings are not short on profundity. What I find especially reassuring from the precious live performances from the Library of Congress that Bridge Records has been releasing is the proof they provide that the recording studios captured the essential qualities of the playing. Sony has reissued two albums of the splendid Budapest Beethoven recordings from the early 1940s. I yearn for them to reissue the Budapest's famous late Beethoven from the 1950s, with those amazing Library of Congress Stradivariuses. At least now we can hear those same quartets recorded live from the same period on those same instruments. One of the great things about these live recordings is that they add so much new repertory to the Budapest Quartet discography. The latest CD, for instance, called Souvenirs, includes only one movement of music that the Budapest ever recorded commercially. So we now have an elegantly sumptuous performance of Debussy's Sacred and Profane Dances with the great French harpist Marcel Grandjani. We now have the only example of the Budapest Quartet playing Handel, also with Grandjani, and two fascinating American works, Daniel Gregory Mason's String Quartet on Negro Themes, composed in 1920, and two sketches based on Indian themes by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. But I have to confess that my favorite selection on this album is a sensational arrangement of Dinah, the 1925 Harry Axt song that may be the first international hit song introduced in a nightclub, a show called Plantation Review. Ethel Waters sang it, and it made her a star. A few years later, it crossed racial lines and became a number one hit for Bing Crosby. There were great recordings by the Mills Brothers, the Boswell Sisters, and Fats Waller before it eventually became Dinah Shore's theme song. The Budapest Quartet was well known for its sense of humor. This witty arrangement teases us with classical allusions and pop styles. It's actually the second example I know of the Budapest Quartet horsing around. There's a pirated party record, also dating from the late 1940s, of the Budapest accompanying no less than Ezio Pinza in a hilariously scatological number that I can't quote on the air. So here's the great Budapest String Quartet letting its hair down with Dinah. decades before the Kronos Quartet startled listeners with their crossover arrangement of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. Enjoy.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed two recent releases on Bridge Records of the Budapest String Quartet and live performances at the Library of Congress.